This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Where in the world can we find new markets for what we produce, especially when some others have been put on hold? I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Those of us who've watched these trade disputes over the past few weeks and know the importance of trade to America's farmers sure have been concerned about how this might turn out at the end of the day. Are there other markets we can tap when we have a market as big as China put on hold? Well, Department of Agriculture officials say they are working on it. One of those is Undersecretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Indiana native, former Indiana Commissioner of Agriculture, Ted McKinney. Ted recently spoke to the United Fresh Produce Association and said, really, when you think about it, there are quite a few untapped markets for U.S. agriculture products. He pointed out that he is visiting here this fall with potential customers in South Africa, Angola, Botswana, Madagascar, Mozambique, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, to name a few countries. According to Ted McKinney, there's growth opportunity for agricultural exports to those countries where shipments grew in value last year by 25%. He says there are other countries where we have opportunities in the United Kingdom. McKinney says trade opportunities exist in Scotland and in Ireland, but there are also barriers to opening new markets. In the European Union, for example, he says pesticide use is more heavily regulated than in the U.S. In India, McKinney and his staff are pushing the importance of science-based food safety policies. A very populous nation, of course, with much great opportunity, as you find also in other Asian nations. And when it comes to China, Ted McKinney says many issues need to be worked out between the two countries. For example, he says China won't accept certain products at certain times of the year. I'll be back after this.